Druyard, Sister, N.H. Redlands, California, December 10th, 1904. Dear Sister Druyard, I have a pile of letters partially written, and I have been looking them over to see which ought to be copied, but I have now laid them all aside to write to you. Willie, Sarah, Maggie, and I have been in Southern California for 6 weeks. From College View, I returned to Battle Creek in fulfillment of my promise. I remained there a week and then started home. You will remember that while I was at College View, I caught a severe cold. I did not get rid of this cold, and I was thoroughly exhausted when I reached home. We remained in St. Helena for 3 weeks, and during this time, we buried Marion. I cannot tell you how keenly I felt and continue to feel the loss of my faithful helper, whom I so highly prized. On our way to Los Angeles, we called at Fresno and spent the Sabbath there. I spoke to our people on Sabbath afternoon. We were unable to get accommodations on the train going from Fresno to Los Angeles Saturday evening, so we decided to spend Sunday in Hanford, visiting old friends. On arriving there, we found a series of meetings in progress. We took dinner with Sister Gray, Sister Haskell's sister. She urged us so strongly to remain with her for 3 or 4 days and attend the meetings to be held in the different places near there that we consented. Sister Gray gave us a very hearty welcome to her home, and we had a pleasant time there. She has, as you know, a large fruit ranch, and she has been successful in her work. She took us driving several times. It had been years since we visited Hanford, and I was glad to see our old friends again. I was glad of the opportunity of speaking to the people in the Hanford-Lemoore district, and I decided to bring before them the needs of the Southern work, and especially the needs of the Huntsville School. This I did, and Willie also made earnest appeals for the work in the South. I spoke twice in Hanford, once in Lemoore, and once in Armona. I presented the Word of God just as it reads. In each place, the attendance was good. I had freedom in speaking. When on my feet before the people, I seemed to be stronger than I had been for years, but when I got back to the house again, my strength seemed to leave me. I felt worn out and could not write. The first day after speaking, I rode 5 miles to Sister Gray's, and I got chilled. This added to my cold. From Hanford, we went to Los Angeles, where we stayed over Sabbath and Sunday. We had rooms in the restaurant building, but, as you know, this is in a very noisy part of the city, and I did not sleep well. I spoke on Sabbath and Sunday in the large tent in which Brother Simpson has been holding meetings. The Lord helped me to speak, and all present seemed to be much interested. The day after we reached Los Angeles, several of us went out to see the sanitarium building at Glendale. This building is well adapted for sanitarium purposes and is in a beautiful location. At present, preparations are being made as fast as possible for the opening of the institution. Treatment rooms have been put up, and almost all the rooms in the house have been repainted. From Los Angeles, we went to San Diego, where we stayed for 3 weeks. We stayed at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, which is also being fitted up for the reception of patients. We found that Brother Palmer had done faithful and economical work in repairing and partly fitting up this building. Preparations for the opening of the institution were being hastened forward, for several persons had already expressed themselves as anxious to enter the institution for treatment. We were somewhat surprised to find that so much had already been done toward preparing this building for work. By taking advantage of several sales of furniture by wealthy persons leaving the building, Brother Palmer secured several lots of first-class furniture at a very low price, and we found about half the rooms furnished. It is rather strange that I should be the first patient in the building. I was sick all the time I was there. I had a very sore throat and a dry, hard cough, which at times seemed as if it would take away by breath. Sarah gave me thorough treatment, and I was somewhat better when we left San Diego.
I must not forget to tell you about the well. When we reached the sanitarium, we found that the workmen had gone down about 80 feet in digging a well on the lower part of the sanitarium land. They had already found a little water, but expected to find much more. They were going to dig down still further, through the clay to the gravel below. One evening, Brother Palmer came to my room, with his face full of joy, to tell me that the water was flowing into the well in a stream as big as his hand. The next morning, Willie and Brother Palmer came up early to tell me that there were 14 feet of water in the well. The water is soft and pure, and we are greatly rejoiced to know that there is an abundant supply. This well is a treasure more valuable than gold or silver or precious stones. We left San Diego about 10 days ago and came to Los Angeles, where we spent a few days at the Glendale Sanitarium. From there we went to Redlands, where we are now. Redlands is about 65 miles from Los Angeles. We are staying with Brother and Sister Ballinger. A series of tent meetings was recently held both in Redlands and in Riverside, and a church was raised up in each place. Brother Ballinger was anxious that I should speak to the believers in these two places. This morning I spoke in the Redlands Church. I spoke for 30 minutes and could have spoken longer, but dared not venture. This is the first time that I've been able to speak in public for 4 weeks. I wish you could see this country. To me, it is something like Melrose, though in some respects not nearly so lovely. There are some very large orange and lemon groves here, and just now these groves are a beautiful sight, for the trees are covered with the golden fruit. The climate in this valley is very good. I think that the locality where you are is an excellent one, and for some things I should prefer it to this place. I admire the large trees on the school farm very much. The school farm has many advantages, and I have great hopes that our brethren in the South may be able to see that this farm is the place for a sanitarium. It is not 1 mile too far from Nashville. I do hope that brethren Haywood and Hanson may decide that it is the best place on which to establish the sanitarium. The sanitarium and the school could blend together and be a help to one another. Then, too, it would be a saving of money. I have hoped that the place which Edson has just left might be used for a colored sanitarium. It is really needed for this purpose. I have no hesitation in saying that I think that a part of the school farm would be the best place for the white sanitarium. Perhaps you can place before our brethren there the suggestions I have made regarding this, and then they can decide for themselves the other matters that would need to be decided, such as the distance between the school and the sanitarium. I know the Lord will give you all counsel, if you will ask Him for it, and will open your hearts to receive the Holy Spirit. Sunday morning. I praise the Lord with a thankful heart, for I slept well during the night. This morning we shall drive to Riverside, a distance of 15 miles, and I shall try to speak to the church there. Our people in that place need help, and I pray that God will give me words for them. We shall return to Los Angeles tomorrow. Brother Palmer has written for us to meet him there. He is coming up from San Diego to meet his two eldest children, who are coming from the East. I cannot write more now. I hope that you are all well and trusting in the Lord. If ever there was a time when we needed to pray, it is now. Let us be of good courage in God and move forward in faith. With love to you all.